Hey, this is a CampCast episode 5, recorded on June 7th, 2009. Hello, I'm Cody, this is Matt. We're CampCast, episode 5. So, Matt, my friend, how's it going?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm pretty good. It's because I can be at 10:12 p.m. on whatever day this is.
Yeah?
Yes. Okay, I guess we have a lot to cover in this episode, but, I guess we'll start with the usual stuff. And I'm kind of talking really slow here because I closed the show notes, so I don't know what I'm doing. There we go. What have we been doing? Matt, have you been playing anything since we last podcasted?
Well, I have. I've been playing a bit of Mass Effect.
Yeah, I convinced him to go rent that.
But then I was like, you know, I haven't played World at War for a long time. So I began to get a little bit obsessed with that. Because it was my first time playing in a couple of months.
And you just got 1,000 gamer score on it, eh?
Yeah, 1,000 out of 1,000.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty weird. And then after I rented Dead Space, which is really fun. And if people are like, I'm really scared and stuff, I don't blame you. There's a lot of freaky stuff in it. But if you're that kind of person like me, saying
Cody.
Stuff like, shut up, saying stuff like, you know, I'm not sure if I really want to try this game out, but I really want to, but it kind of looks kind of freaky. If you're that kind of person, just rent it. I just did that, and after I rented it, and I played some of it, I thought it was amazing.
I didn't mind it. I only played it quickly because me and my friend just rented it, and I just slept over at his house one night, and so I didn't really get too much playing time with it, but I didn't mind it, I guess, but I'm quite
hardcore.
The boss, so anything that makes noise terrifies me. Anyways, what have I been doing lately?
What have you been doing?
I have been doing stuff lately. I rented 2 fantastic games. I rented Star Ocean 4.
Uh-oh.
I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. It's been so long since we've been trying to do this podcast, I almost forgot about it. It's a JRPG. I'm not a JRPG fan by any means. Are you, Matt? JRPGs like Final Fantasy and whatnot?
No, I'm not. Wait.
The only ones I really like are like Kingdom Hearts, I liked. Besides that, not really.
I'm not sure because I like Golden Sun a lot, and that's basically what it is.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm not a big fan of JRPGs, but when I first started the game, I just hated it, Star Ocean 4. But when I started playing through it, I just instantly fell in love with it. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. I'd go on more about it, but we have too much to cover.
He jerks off about it.
Yeah. Matt, we're a clean podcast.
Oh no! Look what you've done, Cody.
I'll
slap you.
Anyways, I'd go on. But then I also rented Velvet Assassin. At first, I kind of liked it. I think it's completely horrible. It's linear, it's broken stuff. I just didn't enjoy it. But, yeah, I haven't really been playing anything else besides that. I played a little bit of Rainbow Six Vegas a while ago because I was bored, and just been playing like Halo with Matt today, and that's about it. And we own at Team Doubles, eh?
Yep.
And snipers, because I'm cool. What's that, Matt? Matt. I think we lost Matt. Sorry, you're probably just gonna hear a slight pause in the conversation there since our call kind of dropped. I don't really know what happened there. Do you know, Matt?
No, I don't know.
Anyways, now we're on to Matt. Have you seen any movies, videos, anything interesting?
No, not really. Not interesting at all.
You don't really watch much, do you?
I used to watch movies like 24/7, and now I don't.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I've watched a couple of things I'll go on about. It's actually a few weeks ago, me and a friend of mine went to theater and saw Star Trek, which was really good, actually. Like, I don't know anything or ever got into the older movies or television series, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a fantastic film. For movies, like I said, cinema, I've seen Valkyrie, Tom Cruise, which I thought was fantastic. You haven't seen that yet, Matt, have you?
No, I have not.
Oh, I thought it was really good. It's pretty interesting. And then
about Nazis.
Yeah.
And Hitler.
Yeah, whoa.
And Tom Cruise.
Oh, I love that guy. I'm such homosexual. Anyways.
This is supposed to be a clean podcast.
Yeah. I don't know how to change the settings to make it explicit, but whatever.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Anyways. And then I also saw last night, Taken. Just has some guy's daughter gets taken, and then he kills them all, and it was pretty cool. Involved explosions and shooting and karate chops, and I love that kind of stuff. Anyways, I was hoping to actually go on about how magnificent those things were for a bit longer, but yeah, we got too much to go into, eh?
Yeah, we got better things to do.
Yeah. Anyways, Matt, is there anything you've anything else new since that you'd like that's worth mentioning since last podcast, which was like 3 weeks ago?
Oh, I found my wallet.
Oh.
No, dude, I've lost it like a year ago. No, 2 years ago.
Really?
And I found it in a medic cabin in my kitchen.
Oh, nice.
And the only reason why it's there and it's such an obvious place is because I never open it. Because I always think it's gonna fall apart.
Oh.
So I never opened it.
Nice.
Looks pretty riggedy, so I didn't really bother. I was like, and then I finally... Then my mom's like, can you go downstairs to the kitchen and open the cabinet for me and get some, like... I think she said salt or something. I was like, oh. Alright. Went to my kitchen. Opened the door. Opened the medical cabinet. I don't know how I got that mixed up. But luckily I did. And I saw my wallet there. And I was like, dude, that's my wallet. And I took... And then I forgot what my mom said, so I kind of just forgot about it.
I know where my wallet is. It currently contains money, a bank card, and a student ID card.
Mine has money.
Oh.
And pictures of...
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it doesn't. Of course it doesn't.
Oh.
Mine has... I don't even know. It probably doesn't have any pictures.
Okay, well, should probably get moving on. Enough about wallets.
Oh.
If you follow anything that's gaming related or know anything, you know that E3 would just happened last week here. And I've watched a bunch of stuff on it. Matt, so you've watched a little bit, eh?
Yeah.
And I thought most things were fantastic. I think something's screwing up with the audio levels here. My voice is coming in quiet and yours is pretty loud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, whatever. I'll fix that in editing. Anyways, E3. What I saw, I watched the Microsoft press conference, EA's press conference, and half of Ubisoft's press conference, but Ubisoft started to bore me after about halfway through. And then I just watched a bunch of individual, like, interviews with people like GameSpot and IGN interviewing people, so it wasn't bad. And Matt, do you have anything you want to mention before we like actually move on to everything that happened?
The NATO project. That looks really cool.
Yeah, we'll go on about that after I have that written down here.
Fine.
Okay, well, we'll go over the Microsoft press conference first, since that's what I currently have open.
Alright, well, I'll be just in my bed sleeping.
Oh, I was hoping you kind of comment on things as I went through what's happening, and, you know.
Oh, I could try.
Yeah. You started with the Beatles
Amazing!
Rock band. yeah, the Beatles rock band. Just a new rock band.
I know those guys. They're bugs.
Yeah, yeah. They had a short little gameplay trailer thing, and then they had two of the Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr, came on, and...
Ringo Starr?
Yeah, and they talked about how things cool with the game, and I don't know, I'm not too interested. I'm not a Beatles person at the age of 15, but...
You mean those bugs?
Yeah, those insect guys. Let's just go with that. Next, we have Tony Hawk Ride. Have you seen anything on that, Matt?
The skateboarder!
No, like, the game about Ride.
He rides?
Do you know what the game's about, besides skateboarding?
Tony Hawk.
Well,
okay,
how it works is they have
not
this...
Sure.
You know the Wii balance board thing that works with like Wii Fit and everything?
Yeah.
They have a thing kind of similar to that for, this except it's for 360 and stuff, and it like moves and it's like a skateboard thing. And Tony Hawk came out on the stage and talked about it and said, I think he said some weird quote about how there's a million pieces of technology in the skateboard. I was like, oh. And, that's...
Tony Hawk looks cool still.
I'm not a skater person. I don't know anything about this stuff, but...
Oh.
Moving on to something much more exciting. Modern Warfare 2. That interests me much more.
Modern Warfare 2!
Yeah. Infinity Ward guys
boom,
came out.
Boom, 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 boom.
And they had a, I think they... shut up. I think they played their trailer... They had a demo of it.
Drop a tank.
Have you seen the demo of it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it starts with these guys. They climb up like this ice mountain thing, and they use like ice picks. It's really cool looking. And then they kill all these guys and plant bombs. And one thing that was really cool is you're going in to plant this like one bomb or something, and you're a commander guy. Who the commander guy is actually the soap guy, the guy from the first game. He's your captain dude.
Wait, so soap, you know, isn't that the guy you play as?
Yeah, in Modern Warfare 2 you play as some guy called Roach or something, which I think sounds kind of stupid, but whatever.
And I thought soap sounds stupid.
Dude, soap was an awesome name. Soap Tavish, name kick ass.
Oh,
anyways, what was I gonna say? Oh, yes.
Calm, soap, mist, rubbish. Oh.
Nice one. Anyways. And then you go into his building, and then he gets caught by, like, 20 people, and then you kill them all.
I just got it. I got my joke.
My God. Anyways, after all the exciting Modern Warfare 2 stuff, it's pretty awesome. Then they had Final Fantasy 13. Yeah, X111 is 13. And, yeah, I'm not too good with my Roman numerals. They had a demo of it running on the 360. It was in English, too. And they fought a guy, and it was pretty cool.
I haven't ever played any of the Final Fantasy series before.
I played 12 for like 2 seconds. I'm like, this is retarded. And then I gave it, put it down. But that's because I was a little idiot at the time. I'm sure I'd like it a lot more now.
Oh. when I was playing my PS2, I was like, gonna rent a game, and I was like, Final Fantasy. I was like, you know.
Was this like a few years ago, or?
No. Well, it was a long time ago, you know. when Avalanche had PS2 games to rent.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, for anyone who doesn't know, Avalanche was a video rental place back home.
Yeah. Yeah, I went there to rent a PS2 game, and then I say, hey, Final Fantasy.
That looks cool.
Good, but I'm not going to rent it. So I move aside, look to the Xbox, the first Xbox section, and I said, hey, I see Halo 2. And I was like, you know.
You rented that even though you didn't have an Xbox.
I didn't rent that.
Oh.
See, I only looked at it. And I was like, you know, I don't get why this game has barely any blood in it.
I think they had a bunch of
fighting aliens.
I think there's some swearing and stuff in it. I think. I'm not exactly sure.
And then I kind of look around, and I kind of forgot what I rented. I'm pretty sure it was stupid, though.
Oh, probably. Anyways, moving on from Final Fantasy, Epic Games came out. You know, the Gears of War guys.
Epic!
And they announced this Shadow Complex game. Which is it's really cool looking. It's like a 2D side-scroller type thing. And it's kind of looks like Uncharted Tomb Raider type stuff, but in 2D. And then shooting, which reminds me, if you know that PSN game, Crash Commando?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that a little bit, but I've resonated around people of like Super Metroid from Super NES or something. I don't know, I never played that since don't think I was born then. Anyways.
Nope.
I thought this would take a lot longer, but kind of going through this. Apparently it has massive boss battles. And it's coming to Xbox or Live Arcade in the summer. And then next they have the Joyride thing, which is like a cartoony racing thing with your avatars.
Joyride.
Yeah, and it's apparently going to be free to play and download, and it'll be out in the winter. And shut up.
Wait, I don't get it.
It looks you saw a bit of that, Matt?
What?
The Joyride.
Oh yeah, Joyride. Thing. I saw that.
It doesn't look bad. Actually, it doesn't really look too good. It's not something I'd pay for, but.
If it was a race kind of game, then I'd be like, no.
Yeah, you're not a racer fan.
No, I'm not.
I don't mind some racers. But anyways, next they had Crackdown 2, which,
Crackdown!
It just had a short little,
Crack.
Trailer. And it showed the guy running, and then there's, like, some monster thing that comes up, and it wasn't too exciting.
The crack is down.
Moving on. Left 4 Dead 2 trailer.
Looks amazing.
Yeah. Apparently it looks like there's a whole new cast of characters. And it's apparently coming November 17th. It looks cool because apparently now there's melee weapons like axes.
Yeah.
Frying
chainsaws
pans.
And baseball bats.
Yeah. And apparently there's new special infected, like some charger thing that kind of looks like a tank, but isn't. And then apparently, like,
they
it's
already
all in, like,
have a tank. Why would they make another one?
Well, it's like different. It like charges, thus the name. But
I guess it makes sense because they're in a different location.
No, they still do have tanks, but.
Well, that's weird.
And then there's apparently like three or two more new special infected they haven't announced yet. So it's looking pretty good. Apparently, it takes place in like New Orleans, I think. I think so.
Oh, of course.
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, of course.
What?
What do you mean? Oh, of course.
I don't know. I played a lot of video games that had zombies in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's so.
Like, yeah, I remember Tony Hawk Undergrounds, too.
That's what I was actually just thinking of when you said New Orleans. It's Tony Hawk. Anyways.
I don't get it.
The next thing, which is probably the thing I'm most excited for coming out of E3, was Splinter Cell Conviction, which looks fantastic. And they had a lot of cool stuff. Like, they had a trailer shown first, Which, I'm just going off my notes here, but I'm pretty sure it's a trailer, have you seen it, Matt? It starts, like, near the end, there's, like, there's Sam Fisher, the main guy, and then this guy's, like, interrogating, and then all these, like, SWAT guys jump down through the roof, and then they go over to
Sam,
who's on the piano. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They go over to him, but it's not really him, it's the other guy, and he's dead, and then Sam comes from the shadows and grabs one, and it looks pretty cool. And then they have they had a live demo of it, where it starts with Sam like interrogating this guy in a bathroom and like sticking like cracking his face open with urinals and stuff. It looks pretty cool.
And then what the hell is wrong with that guy?
And then have and they have this new thing how they're doing. It's like they're showing objectives and everything in the environment. Like they showed like this one part of the demo how you had to infiltrate a mansion, right? And on the mansion, there's big letters that show up to say "Infiltrate the Mansion." So it's pretty cool. I think it's nice. And then they have like a bunch of new things, like this mark and execute ability, which is like you go in and kill everyone really quick, and it's pretty awesome. I'm not even halfway through this list yet. Next we have Forza 3. You ever play any Forza Motorsport games?
No,
car
I have.
Racing, so you probably.
Wait, MotorStorm?
No, Forza.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, well, it looks pretty cool. I'm not a big fan of simulation racing. I'm more a fan of like Need for Speed, arcade racing type things. But
MotorStorm 2 was fun. I played it at Dominic's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's I never played it. It doesn't look bad. There's Forza Motorsport. They showed this really cool thing how you can like create your own video clips and like make really cool movies, and it seems pretty cool. I'll probably give it a try, but I'm not too into simulation racer games. The next thing they started with was Halo 3 ODST, which looks
awesome.
Cool. Yeah, they had a live demo of it about he's like going through the city, killing things, and shows flashbacks, and
it's totally different from Halo 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't say totally, but there's a lot of things different. Like, there's different HUD. There's like no motion tracker.
How it's all like SWAT and everything.
Yeah, and like the health works differently. You don't have shields. You have like stamina, and your health doesn't recharge, but your stamina does, and it looks pretty cool. And then they also showed this firefight mode, which they didn't show us in the press conference, but I might as well cover this now. It's basically like Horde mode off of Gears of War 2, which looks pretty awesome. And apparently they have this mode where, thing in the firefight mode where different skulls from the Halo 3 campaign will switch in and out. You know, how some of the skulls, like, increased, more grenades, or your health only got back by meleeing and stuff. You know that?
Yep.
Yeah, it has stuff like that. And apparently it's coming out September 22nd. And then after that they announced Halo Reach, which they didn't really tell anything about. They just said fall 2010 or something like that. And
yeah, the trailer was all like, oh no, we're getting...
Well, not fall 2010, it says fall 2010. I'm assuming it's a play on the name of the book, because you know they had that novel called The Fall of Reach. So Halo Reach Falls 2010. Apparently if you buy Halo ODST, you'll be invited to the multiplayer beta of the Reach. So nobody really even knows what the game is yet. Like, I doubt it'll be like an RTS thing like Halo Wars was, but I don't think it'll be something like ODST or Halo 3, so.
You know, poor Master Chief.
It's Mongoose Racing. That's probably what it is.
Master Chief is left out.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be pretty cool, though? Mongoose what? Kart Racer.
I don't know. If the passenger has like a rocket launcher, that'd be awesome.
Rocket race.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Next.
You're driving, and then the teammate shoots like right in front of him, then you go flying.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That'd be pretty cool.
Is it that? Is it either that or like you explode?
Yeah, we have no idea really what Halo Reach is, but I'm sure it'll be interesting. Next we had Alan Wake, which has apparently been in development for quite a long time here. At least, I'm thinking, if I'm thinking about the right game. And, it looks pretty cool. It kind of looks like a Silent Hill-y type thing.
Like a survival horror
type. I don't know. It shows, like, a guy who's, like, writing a book and then starts things from his book start coming true and his wife gets missing and...
Yeah, does the wife turn into, like, a monster at the end and eats him?
Nope. Well, not that I know of. I know that a flashlight can hurt the monsters. That's all I know. And then I think that's all for games. We just have a bunch of Xbox Live and then Project Natal, which we'll talk about after.
Yeah.
So, Xbox Live announcements. Now, I really had to find the guy who made this list since I forgot to copy this list down, so I just kind of took one online, and I should probably give the guy credit, but I don't know where the list came from. But apparently they're bringing, Xbox Live is bringing music to your living room by a partnership with Last.fm, which is like, if you're a gold member, apparently it's free music to listen to on your dashboard or something, which sounds cool, eh?
Yeah, it does.
And then the Netflix thing is getting an upgrade to allow you to order movies right on the dashboard.
Oh, sweet.
Which has no effect to us since we're Canadian and Netflix isn't up here for us. Then a partnership with Sky TV is announced, which is like watching TV. But that's in the UK, so that doesn't have anything to do with us as Canadians up here. Then Microsoft is relaunching their Xbox Live video service this fall, calling it Zune Video. Apparently now all their videos are going to be like full 1080p HD and everything. And you remember before the new Xbox Experience came out? They had... Oh, you probably don't, because I don't think you had an Xbox then. But they had this idea that they were going to be able to watch movies with other people in your Xbox Live party and everything.
Really?
Yeah, but they're talking about that kind of stuff now. And then they announced two things that Facebook and Twitter is now is going to be on your 360, yeah? Which, I don't know, looks kind of interesting. I use Facebook, I use Twitter. So, yeah. Seems kind of neat. It's nothing too exciting, though. And then, I missed this one. There's a Metal Gear Solid game coming on the 360.
Are you serious?
Yeah, except it's different than the actual game. It's called Metal Gear Solid Rising, which it's apparently a completely new thing, but then they're also having another game after, which is the actual thing that's coming to PSP. So this is kind of like a side game, not really in the main story. You know Raiden from Metal Gear Solid, the ninja type dude?
Not really.
Oh, well. Normally in all the Metal Gear Solid titles, like they usually have the subtitle, I think it's Tactical Stealth Espionage or something like that. I forget the exact logo, but this one says Lightning Bolt Action instead, so people are like speculating that's actually like a Devil May Cry Ninja Gaiden type beat 'em up thing, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Which I'd be kind of disappointed if it was, but... And then I guess I must say, like, the most surprising thing that was announced was Project Natal, eh?
Oh.
I guess I'll just explain what it is, and then you and me can talk about it. It's apparently it's a full-body motion capturing camera.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
Looks kind of cool. I don't want to get too hyped up about it, because I was one of the people who was hyped up about the Wii's motion controls, and then when it came out, I realized how much fail they were. But apparently, if they can do half the things they showed in this trailer, like they showed people playing games and like driving cars, and they can do like half the things they say, I'd be pretty impressed.
And they also did a voice recognition.
Yeah, that's with that Milo character. Apparently some creepy little boy that will talk, that you can talk to, and you'll
oh, I don't want that.
It looks kind of stupid. You apparently have to talk to him and help him with his homework.
Okay, seriously, what is this?
It looks very impressive.
Like, can I play some games? No, I want to know what 2 times 2 is, okay? Would you help me with this?
Yeah, it's impressive, but it doesn't look too entertaining.
I'm hungry. I'm gonna go. No, you're not gonna leave me. You are not gonna go.
He can recognize your facial patterns and like tells if you're upset or sad.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah.
It's being made by
Pierre Molyneux and the Lionhead guys, like the Fable guys. So, I don't know. And they also show these two games, this Ricochet game, which is like a, you know, that brick breaker game where you bounce a ball off the paddle and break bricks at the top of the screen. There's like thousands of versions on like phones and iPods and stuff like that. But how the game works is like you use your full body and it looks pretty cool. And then they had this paint party demo where you painted a thing with his hands and
cool.
It was kind of stupid looking in my opinion.
Oh.
It looks interesting. And that was all of the Microsoft press conference.
The one that I find most interesting is that you could do a video chat, right? And then you can choose like a clothing.
I found some clothes. That was kind of stupid in my opinion. Like,
I don't really see the point of that actually.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was kind of stupid.
So here, where this? Oh sweet. Okay, well I'm gonna go to my dashboard. Disappears.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's like, because I'm naked now. Oh wow. It's all good.
Oh yeah, it's all good. Anyways.
But I don't know, so I don't have it yet, so I have no idea what it is like.
And I should really need to learn to keep all these things open before. Okay, now on to the E3 press conference. We started with Dante's Inferno trailer, which looks like a Devil May Cry type thing.
It has Dante in it, so it must be Devil May Cry.
No, sorry, Matt. We also had a Sims 3 trailer.
You smell like poop.
I know. Which, I'm not a big fan of the Sims, US Sims person. Matt?
Yeah?
You're a fan of the Sims?
No, wait, I'm not sure. I've never played the Sims.
Really? I'm not a big fan of it. The third one looks pretty cool. Doesn't look revolutionary, though, but... and then we had the Littlest Pet Shop stuff, which is EA's girls brand. I was explaining to you earlier how I watched you all this because I was afraid I might miss something neat. Oh, I didn't. I watched for like half an hour as I'm going on about how girls can make their own pets and go online and talk to other girls. Oh, it's just stupid.
Okay, what kind of little girl would buy a 360 and play that?
This isn't just 360, this is EA's now, so it's, I think this was, DS stuff.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I know.
It's, girl,
I love how, like, the whole way they were going through it, that there's no such thing as a girl actually playing a game like Halo or, a real person game, you know?
There is such thing.
I know, but I love how they act like, now girls can enjoy gaming too, with Littlest Pet Shop. That's stupid.
Oh, that's not too nice to say.
And then they had a Need for Speed Shift, which is like Forza.
Need for Speed Shift.
Shift. Oh. No, not Need for Speed.
This is.
I just saw that in there so I could use the little bleepy sound in the podcast. I've been wanting to do that for a while.
So if I say car.
My God, I don't want to stretch out the bleeping that much.
Like, so you just bleep all that? Would you just bleep all that?
Yeah, I'll have to now.
It's not so bad. I only said thing was like that. Oh, I just said it again.
good.
Okay, shut up. Okay, then they had Dragon Age Origins, which is made by BioWare, which looks awesome because I love BioWare. Moving on, they had Mass Effect 2, which I was excited for because it's Mass Effect and I love Mass Effect. And it looks really awesome and stuff, and I'm not going to go into things because I'm tired. Shut up. There's a Fight Night Round 4.
It's freaking hilarious.
Which is pretty cool because there's fighting. It's EA Sports stuff.
Ooh, there's fighting.
They had this new NCAA football game. I'm not a football person, but...
Football!
Football. But I laughed at this trailer they had for it. It was like, you can steal your neighbor's Wi-Fi. Just get online. It was pretty cool. I laughed at it. You know, I really wanted to... Ooh, I wonder if I could do that. Oh, no, I can't. Our new recording software allows me to... At least I thought to add in sounds into the... to the podcast, but I guess not. Maybe I'll edit it in at the end or something. Then they have EA. You still there, Matt?
Yep.
And then they had EA Active stuff, which was like Wii Fit. It looks stupid. So I don't like physical activity.
Of course he doesn't.
No. They have Grand Slam Tennis, which was tennis. Man, I'm not interested in tennis. You know, 4 a.m. We're trying to shift the podcast to more news-orientated stuff. We're really not too good at it when we just go, oh, I'm not interested in tennis. Moving on. But we have the Saboteur, which is like a World War II sneaking around, shooting James Bondy type stuff. They had Brutal Legend, which I know a lot of people are excited for, which is like a... I think they had the slogan or something for it was like, you're killing things with the power of rock or something. It looks interesting, I guess.
Rock as in earth, or rock
as in rock and roll.
Oh.
And then they had Crysis 2. You know, Crysis, the big thing that everyone knows because PCs can't run it because it's off. Oh, damn it.
What did you just say?
Yeah. It's apparently coming to 360, too. Then they had this All Points Bulletin multiplayer game, which, like, that should be a cop or a bad guy, and it's kind of like Crackdown-y type thing, except with the superhuman stuff. So basically, you think. And then the MMO I'm really excited for, Star Wars: The Old Republic. They had a bunch of they showed the cinematic trailer. Matt, have you? No, you probably haven't. I'll send you a link to this trailer later on. It's epic as hell. I'll just show you this later. It's really cool.
I'm sleepy.
Don't worry, like we're almost 11. Done. I did kind of want to go into a few of the demos that I watched, but I guess we won't, since I don't have them written down and I just kind of talk for half an hour. I did see some Assassin's Creed 2 footage, which looked pretty cool. This guy like walks and stabs two guys in the face at the same time, and like you can steal other guys' weapons and kill them with them, and it's pretty cool. Anyways, Matt's tired. I'm tired. I'm probably going to get to editing this as soon as we're done, and I kind of want to get this out by tomorrow, so...
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, we're probably going to end this here. Yeah, anything else to say, Matt? You want to discuss any E3 things?
No, not really.
I've been having on for a while, and you've just been kind of going, yeah, mm-hmm, cool.
Not really. I can't really think at the moment, and my headache won't go away.
This podcast worked. It's good enough. Remember, you can always find us on iTunes, searching Campus Space Cast. Yeah, our site, campuscast.blogspot.com. The music for the intro is probably going to be that Casual Days by Xanmar, however you say it again. For music in the background, I don't know what I'm going to use, but I'll probably plug it on the next podcast if I do. So, I guess that's, that's it, eh? I haven't checked our subscriber status, so I don't know if we have anyone new, but...
Alright.
I thought this podcast would be like an hour and a half long, but it's only been like 40 minutes again.
Oh.
Whatever. It works. I have a lot of editing to do after this, but... Whatever. I guess that's it. Anything you want to say, Matt?
Just tell all the folks have a nice experience... with whatever they're doing.
Yeah. whether that be...
farting. I don't know. I was originally...
No, I'm probably gonna... I'll just I was going to sound like you said something like...
Don't say that.
Okay, anyways, it's Cody.
It sounds so around. Anyways, I was going to say have a nice Xbox experience, but
we're
doesn't
not,
mean...
We're not a gaming podcast. We're a modern things-going-on podcast.
Don't say that. Fake.
Okay. I'm Cody.
Yes.
God damn it. Okay, it's Cody. This is Matt. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you later.
In bed, having sex.
See you guys later.